One of the basic principles of the Dhamma is that the self is its own mainstay, atahi atano natto. But when the Buddha explains what it means to create a mainstay or a protector for yourself, it's not just looking after yourself, you're looking after others as well. When he's talking to monks, he says, you learn all the duties that that contribute to the well-being of the group. And you look after the group, then the group can look after you. And you get the protection of the group and all the benefits that come from having a good group. So even though John Suet said there's only one person we're responsible for ourselves. But what does it mean to be responsible for yourself? You look after your true well-being. It's going to involve the well-being of others. So as the Buddha said, when you look after others, you're going to be developing good qualities inside your own mind that you're going to need to use in your practice, in training your own mind. Things like goodwill, kindness, equanimity, patience. But to realize that when people live together, they're bound to be problems. But if you have patience with one another, and there's equanimity about the fact that it's normal that there are problems, then you can live with one another and not get upset. There's a passage where the Buddha says you overcome resentment with other people when you say that this person has done something wrong to me or wrong to people I love, or is doing it, or will be doing it in the future. He says, you should ask yourself, well, what should I expect? You live in a human world. There are going to be differences. And if you let the differences get you upset, then you can't live in the human world where you're going to live. Out in the world with the wolves and the wildcats. Human society is the best we've got in this world. So when you have a human society, do your best to make it a good society to be in. That way you're looking after yourself. You're looking after the conditions for protecting yourself. Remember that true goodwill has to spread around, not only to yourself, but also to others. Not only to others, but also to yourself. And you look after one another. You're looking after yourself. That's what it means to be your own mainstay.